I heard someone say once that they call the present because it's a gift. Right? And I want to talk about that because it can be a very useful tool for you in order to influence your eating in a very powerful way, but also in a very easy way. Because being present, honestly, the hardest part about it is reminding yourself to do it. But once you're thinking about it, it's really not very difficult. And so we'll go through the process of becoming present and experience it, and then we'll talk about some ways that you can experience that more throughout the day and make it a bigger part of your life. Because it can be very, very helpful in changing the way that you eat. So the first thing is, let's become present. What does that even mean? Well, what we want to do is we want to get our thinking, we want to get our attention, our focus out of our thoughts. We spend so much time thinking about things in the future, things in the past, that a lot of times we're not paying attention to what's happening right now. And so being present is simply paying attention to what's going on right now. And so it's very, very simple. And we start by simply, visually, where are you? Right? Look around the environment you're in. Right? Notice what you see. Okay, so you're starting with, when we want to be present, we want to start physically. Okay, where are we? Then we want to go into what do we hear? Right? What sounds do you hear? Is it quiet? Do you hear, you know, a fan running? Do you hear the TV in the next room? Notice what you're hearing in this moment. Then we want to go into the feelings. Right? Now this is where you start to influence things a little bit, but notice how you feel. You can take a deep breath if you want, if that helps you notice easier, if that helps you observe in a more effective way. Just ground yourself, relax, and pay attention to where you are at the moment. So it's kind of you're not necessarily trying to change yourself, you're really just being an observer of how you feel, where you're at right now, being present with yourself. Right? Kind of go through your body a little bit. Are you tense? Are you relaxed? If you find you're tense, you can relax yourself too. Okay? And psychologically, you know, as we focus on right now, visually, auditory, kinesthetically, what happens is we are using up our psychology, right? We're using up our mental energy and we're tuning it to what's going on right now, at this very moment in our existence. Now you can bring in smells and tastes if there are any. Okay, of course you can smell. Breathe through your nose and notice what you smell. Smell can be a very cool one because a lot of times we don't pay attention to it. So just by the fact that we're smelling something, it's interesting because you're probably watching this in a place that you're regularly in, and you may find out that you don't pay attention to the smell very often. So just the process of paying attention to the smell can sometimes make you more present in the moment. And that's the idea here. Now, in a sense, you know, the thing that pulls you out of being present are a lot of times are your thoughts. Okay? So when that happens, you can, instead of fighting against those thoughts, you can reground yourself, reorient yourself with the present by focusing back on your senses. Because your senses are in the here and now. Right, the temperature of the room, the smells, the sounds. These are all things that are right in this moment. And our thoughts are the things that bring us backwards and forwards and fill up our head. Now, why is this important? For a number of reasons. One of the most important ones is this, that oftentimes food cravings, right, while they are physiological, if we don't eat or if we ate something we enjoyed yesterday, we may think about it again today, they're not physically addictive. Of course, we need to eat, that's addictive, but specific foods, if you stop eating them, you're not going to have intense withdrawals from them. Okay, so food cravings are primarily psychological. Right? And it's a good way to think about that, because if you become in the present, in the moment, what happens is you can squash a craving in a moment sometimes. Okay, because you're taking your mind off of that psychological idea of the food, and you're regrounding yourself and reorienting yourself to right now, right in this moment. And you may realize, by doing this regularly, you may realize that you're not even hungry. Because psychologically, we can get ourselves to feel hungry even when we're not physiologically hungry. Right? That's that what we call emotional eating. Right? And so when we pull ourselves back into the present, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll also let go of a lot of negative emotions that we were experiencing because we were, you know, running different movies and ideas through our minds that weren't actually in the present moment. Okay? So it's going to be an extremely powerful technique to eliminate cravings and to reduce them. So in the future, you know, and as I said, you know, the hardest part in a sense of becoming present is to remind ourselves to do it. It's easy to get caught up, especially in a world where we're so overstimulated. A lot of times we can go years, a lifetime without being present, right? So the challenge here is to remind ourselves to do it. The challenge is not to do it. Because again, all we have to do is pay attention to our senses right now. And that's what you fill up your attention with. What do I see? What do I hear? What do I smell? What do I feel? And what do I taste? And as we do that, we reground ourselves to the moment. And when we do that, again, we let go of a lot of the things that we were making up in our mind, right? And then consequently feeling. So how can you do more of this in your life? Well, the first step, and this is, I think, the most powerful one, is to make this a habit and a routine. If you can get in the habit of grounding yourself, of spending a little bit of time and being in the moment intentionally, and it could be a minute, right? It doesn't have to be a long time because it's very powerful. But if you can set a time every day that you dedicate to practicing building up this skill, then what's going to happen is you're going to condition yourself to crave it more, desire it more, and also to remind yourself to experience it more. Right? So that's what you want to do. The more you experience it, the more you're going to want it. You're going to feed that craving to be in the moment simply because it feels nice. I mean, it doesn't take, you know, I mean, you know that, I hope. Right now, again, become present. Get out of your thoughts and get into your body. Ground yourself right now as you're listening to this. And this is the exercise. This is the technique, in a sense. And it's very powerful. Right? Because you're going to start to realize that a lot of it's up in your head, what's going on. Because usually, oftentimes, in the moment, you are safe, you are secure, you are fine. Right? It's when we get into our thoughts a lot of times that we go into some of the turmoil. And oftentimes, regrounding ourselves can be the solution. Right? Not every time, but a lot of times. Okay, so make this a habit, and you start that by... Again, I mean, what do you do habitually? When you get in the car, you know, put a little note for yourself. Because you can do it when you're driving. You can be present. When you're watching TV, when you're using the computer, when you're taking a shower, when you're brushing your teeth. Things that you do habitually, bringing this feeling of being present. All right? Because this is one thing that can definitely help you. You know, absolutely. Because it helps ground you to who you truly are. It's a, you know, in reality, it connects you to reality. Right, as opposed to our fantasies and our imaginations in our mind that we're constantly playing. Okay, this reorients you to reality. And oftentimes in reality, there aren't any cravings. Right? There's not really a hunger. And oftentimes when there is a hunger, you may find that it's a hunger for something nutritious, something that's really nourishing. Okay? So commit to this. Take it seriously. I promise you, you know, it's profound. Again, this is one of those things where I've talked where learning yoga was very important to me shifting my eating and my weight. And part of that was because now every night I would be present. And I'd never done that before. I would be present in the moment. And I think that by practicing that consistently, it became a habit. I became more grounded throughout the day naturally. And when you're grounded, and this is probably in your own life, when you're grounded, I'm going to bet you make better decisions, right? Decisions that are going to get you the results that you're looking for, right? So commit to this as if it were that serious and that important to you, okay? And I will talk to you next week.